Begin the current daf, Masech the Shabbos, daf Lamed Alpha. Begin Amid Beis. Begin with Tez, the Masel Tez. Begin with the words of the Gemara. B'seisr amanas libdeis b'mkoymai. Has to be demolishing with the intention to rebuild in its place. Which Tez comes to explain the opinion of Reb Shimon regarding the halachas of extinguishing and demolishing. That the Gemara brought the reasoning of Reb Yisi that he holds specifically, if somebody extinguishes a lamp because he's chas al aner or the shemen, then he's going to be patr. But if it's chas al psila, if he's concerned about the wick, then he's mechayev. Why? So the Gemara was explaining because he holds like a Yehuda, according to this interpretation, and who holds melachshen tzrucha gufa is chayev. But still he holds when you're doing it because you're concerned, let's say the lamp shouldn't shatter, you're going to be patr because since he holds my malach of saiser, generally it's mekalkel, you only chayev if you're doing it amanas livnais and specifically livnais b'mkaymai, only then is malach of yigud mechayev. But let's say you're doing it to rebuild it, but in a different place, you're going to be patr. So the same thing applies to mechaba, extinguishing is the same thing as saiser, where the ikr of the ner is the wick, and therefore, if you're extinguishing to relight the wick itself so you can benefit from it, so that's going to be, I'm going to, so to speak, livnes b'mkom, you're going to be chayim. But let's say relight with the oil or the lamp, which are the earthenware container, that's like to relight it, shleib b'mkom, and then you're going to be potter, and therefore he holds yogun the mechayim on the wick itself. Now, Tess explains Reb Shimon that he holds a malacha shen zich legufo, your potter, so he's even more lenient. In this opinion of Reb Yisi, which he holds you're going to be exempt, even if you're demolishing it to rebuild it in its place. Ella, only where does he hold you're going to be chayiv? That actually, through the demolishing, it's actually making it better. More than had it not been built there in the first place. For example, in the case of Ma'avar Gemara, which the Gemara brings shortly. And the wick that you needed to be singed. The Mechayev Reb Shimon, Kedam B'Sam, Reb Shimon, Jigin Mechayev, as Gemara is going to tell us shortly, it's not that, like, it's just a libnis, a sois amanas libnis b'mkami. It's more than that. It's not taking it back to what it was. It's making it even better, because you have to light it to extinguish it, to singe it, so that it's going to be light better the next time. That's where Reb Shimon is going to hold that Jigin Mechayev. Now, then Tez has to take a second look. Then says, if you're going to say, Reb Shimon, how did not prepare Klag Gadol in this, that the Gemara tells us later, Nafayin Gimel Medav. When it's going through Lamates Malachis, so it says, HaMechabe V'Aseiser, someone who extinguishes and demolishes. So, Bishlem Mechabe, we understand the halacha of extinguishing. Mishkachas Lad Mesakin, we find as we just qualified just before, that we said that the extinguishing of the wick is going to make it even better. It's not just like Reb Yisi. Reb Yisi is going like Reb Yehuda. Reb Shimon's even more lenient. He says that it can't just be to take it back what it was, which is Soy Samanas Livnois, has to make it even better. Kedibish, like we explained. It's like when you want to make charcoal, which you need the actual extinguishing to make it even better than it was before. Ella Soyser, okay, that's good for Mechaba. But regarding demolishing, Loy Mishkachas, Sheyehi Mesakim, Mysterizu, you never find such a case that demolishing is going to make it better, better than as if it wasn't built in the first place. In other words, it has to be that, in other words, you could have had whatever, whenever you're demolishing, you're not going to make it better than as if nothing was ever there beforehand, because you're back to the same ground that you started with. So, why couldn't Reb Shimon be chayiv? It's not going to be better, it might be the same, but it's not going to be better. But according to him, we just explained that the only way he's going to hold you chayiv, and it's not mekalkel in all these kilkulim type of av malachas, if it's making it better. How's it making it better? What you could say is, the kulam in Mishkan Yofin. We know that all the lamates malachas are learned from the way it was done in the Mishkan. Now, the lahadi kibab in Mishkan, the only way they had extinguishing in the Mishkan was constructive, like all the lamates malachas were constructive. Kiyam lasa pachaman, the only way they did extinguishing was to make charcoal. Oh, the olahachi, that's why, as we said in the first Tavitais, is loimachai Reb Shimon el Bekai Gavner. Reb Shimon held, as was obvious from Agamar later on, that only in such a tikkun is there going to be chayiv. Fine, but that's not difficult regarding Seisr, because of a Seisr, regarding demolishing Ashkecha b'Mishkan, we do find a precedent in the Mishkan, She'em Esakim B'Stirizu, that it wasn't making it better with the demolishing, better than as if it wasn't built in the first place, because the boards stayed the boards every time they took it apart and put it back together again. Therefore, yes, Reb Shimon is called Mechayiv because it just has to be as it was in the Mishkan. Mechaba was not just regular, it was even better than it was in the first place. Oh, so that's going to be the liability. Regarding steer, Reb Shimon is going to agree that it doesn't have to be better than it was before because that's exactly as it was in the Mishkan. Now, but then Tez continues and says, if you're going to say it, Tez is going to take another look. It says, okay, fine. maybe it doesn't have to be better, but it does have to be with the condition of when you're demolishing to build, when you're extinguishing it, to then make it better that it could light the next time, or at least the same good. Same Kane, if that's the case, prepare Klal Gavulus in the Mishnah later on, which talks about the Lamtes Melachas, the none that we learned in the Mishnah over there. Hamachab Vasais, it talks about extinguishing, talk about demolishing. Havilin the Misni, it shouldn't have just said extinguishing and demolishing. It should have said Hamachab Amanas Lahavir, because that's the only way you're liable. If you're extinguishing with the intention to reignite, or Vasais Amanas Lahavir, to be demolishing with the intention to build, because Kehech Diktani, we find other cases in the Mishnah that says that. It says Hamachig, which is another type of destroying. It says erasing is only Amanas Lichtav Shteyais, is only only liable if you're intending to write two letters in where you erased. And so do we write by Vakareya, someone who tears, someone that's lit for stage, it's only someone that intends to sew together two stitches. So why doesn't it say that the same thing by Mechaba and regarding Seisr? So Taysi Vishem, what you could say is because the Hasam over there in that Mishnah, when it talks about erasing and stitching, the truth is they didn't write that it's with the intention of writing two letters or to be able to sew two stitching. You didn't have to say it. Ella mishum debay lemisni sheyura the shtei oisis shtei tviyas, because they just wanted to tell you the halachic measurement of the mechika and of this and of the kriya, that it has to be with the intention of writing two letters or of two stitches, and that's just to qualify the malacha of mechaba besayis regarding the extinguishing and demolishing amanas lahav of livnis kosher mechaba. That the liability is with when your intention is to reignite or to build, no matter what size it is. So therefore, itzrich lemisnai, they didn't have to tell you, because yes, we know the halacha is amanas livnis, because that's a criterion in all these kilka types. The reason why we said in those two examples was simply because we had to tell you a shear has a specific measurement. But the rest, like mechaba and seiser, it didn't have to tell you, and therefore it does not mention, although it is integral according to Rabbi Shimon, to be amanas livnis and to be amanas lahav.